This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. What's all you good guys and girls out there? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for Bradley, he's off today. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends out there, I am the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, the Old and New Testaments, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for him today, live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, where we are experiencing a little bit of spring weather here. I don't know if it's here to stay or not, but we'll find out soon enough. If you'd like to join us on the program today, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And then you can find us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media, as well as follow Bradley on Twitter, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, that's two E's in Bradley. And we're happy to have you with us today. And we're going to continue this conversation on what's going on in our country, the attacks upon your God-given rights. I mean, that's what this is. And it doesn't matter if it is President Trump, who has no authority to be banning anything. I mean, our Constitution doesn't give him authority to do any of that. All legislation is to be done by Congress, and Congress doesn't have the authority to be restricting or regulating arms per our Constitution. That right is not to be infringed, the right of the people. While the militia is part of the Second Amendment, that is there to keep a free state. The obvious thing is the people make up the militia, and their right to keep and bear arms is not to be infringed. And if you say, well, they didn't have, you know, semi-automatic rifles, everybody calls them assault rifles, which is nonsense, or they didn't have machine guns, and I don't think we ought to be banning machine guns. If people want to go waste their ammo, let them go waste their ammo. But the point is there's not to be any of these kinds of restrictions on the people's right to keep and bear arms. And for those people who said, well, they didn't have this and they couldn't see that, and the reason they used the term arms was it applied broadly to any kind of weapon. Knives, bayonets, I mean, you pick it. Whatever our government can have, the people should be allowed to have. Let me put it this way, not allowed. They have the right to have it. Because the whole idea is the prevention of a standing army. Now, the Constitution does allow for a standing army. I mean, well, allows for an army. Let me put it that way. Our founders didn't have any intention that I think of having an army that is perpetual. In other words, in the Constitution, that army has to be renewed every 2 years. This is where we get some of the things out of the NDAA and some of the nonsense that comes out of that. And a lot of it is nonsense, people. Some of it is just downright unconstitutional. We've seen some of that with the indefinite detention. And you can say, well, that's war. Well, wait a minute. if somebody's an American citizen here, we need to follow the Constitution. That's a dangerous road when you're dealing with a government that's already corrupt. So keep that in mind. Ron Paul warned people about that. They didn't like hearing it because they thought, well, he's a non-interventionist. He wants to just isolate America. And that was the farthest thing from the truth. He wanted trade with all countries because things that we're seeing, like with sanctions and stuff, is an act of war. It doesn't hurt the governments. It actually is used as propaganda to rile up the people so that you know, they're antagonistic, or they have a bad taste in their mouth about America. Like it or not, that is what happens. If somebody were to do that to us, we'd feel the same way about them. So that's what that ends up being. But here's the thing. When we're talking about what we're seeing now, we're seeing the fruit of, and what I'm talking about is the March for Our Lives event, okay? And some of the things that are happening politically, as far as some activism, not all, but some, these young kids are now coming to age who have been raised or indoctrinated outside of the very pillars that George Washington said that, you know, we were to have, that real patriots would uphold, and that is religion and morality. Specifically was referencing the Christian religion and the morality that comes from that religion. Which ultimately is the Ten Commandments, expounds in the law of God as to what those commandments are. And so we're seeing those generations come up, and we've seen them over several decades now, when public schools used to be controlled in the community. And then we allowed for the Supreme Court to give some ruling to sort of threaten us, or our forefathers, let's say that, into not having Bibles there, not reading them, not praying, not having actual Bible classes in schools. Yes, they used to have those in public schools, ladies and gentlemen. We've allowed them to do that. And the first generation or so that comes through that probably had parents who were still teaching that at home. And now we're having, and teachers even would probably, you know, somehow sneak some of that in despite what was going on, because that's how they carried themselves. So it was time for that to come out. Now we've got it pretty much where even Christian teachers, in many cases, not all, but in many cases, are scared to share the gospel with students or rebuke them according to the law of God. I have one of the pastors that was at our church, one of the elders there. He is now in Maine. They're in that apostate region. I mean, you know, Maine used to be one of the places, you know, where many of the early founders of America settled in. And now it's become apostate. It is this enlightenment nonsense that these people have. And many of them don't even hold to it. So he's there setting up. But he was in public school, and he would always, the kids would come to him and say, you know, what about this, that, and the other? And they didn't have anybody to talk to. And he would always take them to the scriptures. And he got in trouble many times with the principal, but the principal never would fire him because he was so well liked by the students. And so he just kept doing that until he took on a full-time pastorate. Now, that's what we're seeing now. These kids don't know the true religion. They don't know true morality. My goodness, they can't even figure out their own gender.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsoflibertycom bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time, please stick to the topic. We're not doing Chinese buffet today. It's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Couple of things on sonsoflibertymedia.com that you might want to check out in relation to what we're talking about. Bradley had an article come out yesterday. Before stripping yourselves of the right to bear arms, you might want to consider several things that he points out there. Be sure to check that out. A lot of people have shared it on social media. Be sure to check that out. Also, former Supreme Court Justice says that we need to repeal the Second Amendment. It's a relic of the 18th century. Now, this guy is 97 years old, so you can guess who is more the relic and which one is more needed today, especially in light of the things that we're seeing taking place in our country. We're going to talk about some of those things. Also, at sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's backlash. The NRA's political fund donations have spiked in the wake of the Parkland shooting and all of this stuff that they're doing right now, all of these protests and going after the NRA. In fact, one writer from one professor wrote an op-ed piece in which, you know, he basically was chastising the fact that the NRA is somehow engaging in unlawful behavior because they're a nonprofit. Now, he didn't call out Planned Parenthood, and he didn't call out, although he mentioned them, he didn't call out the Sierra Club or any of that. But we know Planned Parenthood is engaged in illegal behavior. They're murdering, beheading, and dismembering babies. And they are taking and also illegally trafficking their body parts. This has been caught on video, and yet the people who are exposing them are the ones targeted by these criminals in office, like Senator Kamala Harris, who was the Attorney General there in California, or the other lady, I forget her name, down there in Texas. But they're not going after the ones who are committing the crimes. Now, how can you have justice when you simply will not bring it upon the criminals? How does that How does that work? But here's the thing. That's being challenged now, the NRA's nonprofit status. Now, look, there is a documented history of the NRA being compromising our rights. They have. That's just a given, okay? If you're mad about me, if you're mad at me for saying that, don't be. That they do have that, and I'm glad that there have been some other Second Amendment groups come along, like Gun Owners of America and others, to kind of hold them accountable. Because part of the issue is they need that. Men are often sometimes weak, and we need each other to, you know, build each other up and hold each other accountable and help to correct one another. So I'm thankful for that. And so there is a lot of this that ends up being secondary because they're attacking right at the issue that is central to keeping a free state, and that is the right to keep and bear arms. So keep that in mind as we go through some of this stuff here. First of all, let's talk about a Georgia Democrat representative, okay? Her name is Erica Thomas. Now, you people who might be listening to Sons of Liberty Radio there in the state of Georgia, you need to hold this woman accountable. She is attacking your right to keep and bear arms. And what people don't understand is this. When you go through this whole NICS background, which the federal government has no business doing, again, they have no authority in that area. If they were bringing justice, there would be no need for a background check. We would be dealing with violent criminals in the way that our forefathers did, the way the Bible says, and they would be 6 feet under. And I believe you do that at the most local level. I don't think that you do it at the federal level. I don't even know that you do it at the state level. I would say you do it at the local level where you've got a lot more citizens engaged right there where that person lives to ensure that they, in fact, are guilty of what they're doing. Because if you do that, you can't take it back and make it up. It's done and over with. And the Bible talks about having two or three witnesses. A person confesses it, whatever the case may be. To carry that out. And then we wouldn't be infringing on anybody's rights, going through this nonsense about ages, you know, 18 to 21, whatever, or any of this other stuff as far as background checks. So keep that in mind when people start talking about gun laws and stuff. Okay, there's no authority for that in the first place, but what they're really getting at in all of that, doesn't matter, this stop school violence thing, it's a joke. It's window dressing. They're not doing anything to stop anything. But what happens is they write these laws, and then if you're guilty of the laws, then they come and they're going to tell you you can't purchase a weapon legally, nor can you have one in your possession. They're going to come confiscate it. That's why the gun control, when you hear gun control, think gun confiscation, gun prohibition. Prohibition has never worked. It didn't work with alcohol. Look, it hasn't worked with drugs. It just hasn't. It ain't going to work with guns. But this lady, Erica Thomas, is a demonstration of the mentality that we have going on among these communists. And some people may not like me saying that. You say, well, that's too harsh. That's too. Look, we were warned decades ago. The communists had said they would defeat us without firing a shot. And they're doing it. They're doing it through the education system, as I was talking about in the first segment. They are eliminating from the public square, from the minds of the people in America, the remembrance of God, of His faithfulness, not only in Old Testament Israel and in the New Testament assembly of people, His church, but He's been faithful to us here in America. For hundreds of years, not just since the Constitution, we existed long before that. And He's been faithful in all of that. And people have lost that. And they've lost what God has taught us as a people here in the United States of America. They've lost it. They've lost where rights come from. Listen to CNN's Chris Cuomo. I mean, this guy actually told Judge Roy Moore the other year that rights don't come from God. They're basically privileges of the state. I mean, this guy is either absolutely ignorant, and that's probably a case too, because he probably didn't learn anything about our founders. It's amazing to me these people talk about, well, the founders are the one that's, really? Where do you get that from? Tell us where you got that from and what the context was. They don't know. They're just spilling that out because it sounds, quote unquote, like they're scholarly and they know what they're talking about, but they don't. But part of the issue that we run into is people like Erica Thomas. She put forth legislation that would confiscate semi-automatic weapons. It's not just those, quote-unquote, scary-looking AR-15s that they want to call assault rifles because they think AR stands for assault rifle. It doesn't. It stands for Arnolite, main creator of that particular kind of weapon. But here's the thing. She put that forward to confiscate semi-automatic weapons, including pistols. You might could even apply it somewhat to revolvers. I mean, pull of the trigger, you know, one shot, and then it's ready to do it again. I mean, some people might argue that revolvers could fall under that. She wants to confiscate those from law-abiding American citizens. Now, what do you think the consequence of doing such a stupid thing, and it is stupid, is going to be? Well, you're going to have a bloodbath on your hands down there in Georgia. Because there are people who knows what comes when you take their guns. They know what's coming next. They know their history. And if you don't know your history, I highly recommend reading Stephen Holbrook's excellent book, Gun Control in the Third Reich. You can pick that up at Amazon or any bookstore. And read what went on, both before Hitler came to power and after. And you'll notice our gun laws here in America reflect a lot of and were basically built on what they did over there in Germany prior to Hitler coming to power. And then he went way beyond what was there when he came to office. So keep that in mind. And so she appears on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox News. The video's there. You can see it. You can hear her. I'm not making things up here. But she comes in, and really, you will be flabbergasted at what she says. The mentality that is there, the ignorance, and the hypocrisy that's on display. And we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. So hang on.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotch Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in looking for Bradley, he's off today. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to join us in the meantime, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. When we left, we were looking at the issue of Erica Thomas. She is a Democrat representative, down in Georgia, and part of the issue that she brought in her legislation was that she used the term, "We're going to seize arms." Now, Tucker Carlson called her on this. You know, what's the difference, you know, between seizing and confiscating? You're going to steal people's property. That's really what the issue comes down to. And by the way, some of this will lend itself to what is asset forfeiture, because you're not supposed to, the government has no business, you know, taking your property or your liberty or your rights apart from there's an indictment from a grand jury. And, you know, part of the issue is you have to be proven guilty before there's punishment leveled against you. Now, it's one thing to say, well, you use this gun in the commission of crime, it's part of evidence. But that's not necessarily a confiscation, like you're going to take it and keep their property. That's an issue that you're using it as evidence. That's one thing. And if you're found not guilty of that, then you get your property back. That's just the way those things work. However, he starts off by pointing out some of the things that were going on in D.C. Over the past weekend. And he says, quote, "You know, you could get rid of all of the violence in the world, all that stands between the broken, chaotic country we live in and the peaceful utopia of the future is a very small group of very evil people mostly Republicans. Now, he said it tongue-in-cheek, obviously. But, you know, part of the issue that we're running up against in is that is what a lot of people think. They actually think that is the issue. Now, then he goes on. He references the boy child, that's what I call him, David Hogg. He's a useful idiot. He is ignorant of history. And he does not really understand, I don't even think he understands where everything is going here. And David Hogg, he's got a filthy mouth. I don't know why his parents didn't wash his mouth out with soap and why they continue to allow him to go on national television and these marches and stuff and use some of the language he uses with the mouth he has, because it's not only offensive to hear some of the language is used. I can deal with his ideology. That's one thing. It's the language. There are some sick effers out there who want to sell more guns, murder more children, and honestly just get reelected. Well, no. As far as I know, the politicians he's referencing haven't engaged in actual murder that I know of. There may be some in the past for sure that have done that. Maybe some now, but what he's referencing is when a murderer goes on a shooting spree somewhere, he is blaming them. He's blaming the NRA and calling them murderers when they're not. I don't even know how you jump to that conclusion, but this is the way the communist mind works. He also said, another speaker at the march over the weekend said, if you take money from the NRA, you've chosen death. Now, I don't know if that is a threat, as in, we're going to deal with you kind of deal, or if he's sort of reiterating what Hogg is, you become a murderer too. Yet, these people have been funded by groups like Planned Parenthood, who are in the murder industry. They behead and dismember and murder millions of children, and have American children. Keep that in mind. The hypocrisy here is utterly amazing. More children are killed through abortion than have been killed in all of the mass murders here in the United States since they've been counting it. And they're killed every day more than that. More children are killed in the United States through abortion than the people who were killed on 9/11. And yet we're pouring billions and billions and trillions of dollars into endless wars in the Middle East. And we're spending the lives of our sons and our daughters, our fathers and our mothers, uncles and aunts, cousins, in the pursuit of what? We've been in Afghanistan almost 2 decades, almost. And we continue to be over there, and we still don't have a clue as to how to win the war. Because in the end, we're not going to be taking an issue with, you know, really what's going on there. And that is the issue of Islam. We're not undermining the very thing that is the problem. We're not willing to deal with that and call it what it is. So until we're willing to do that, we don't need to be dealing with that. The other thing is the war in Iraq. I mean, it's an unconstitutional war. There's no war declared there. So there becomes the question, what are we doing there? I think this goes back to the military-industrial complex issue. Money's got to be made there. War drives the economy. It's also throwing us into major debt. It was the excuse that, you know, it's like, I don't even begin to understand the president giving this idea that, you know, we're taking and going and giving these Democrats everything they want in this omnibus bill. And then justifying it by saying, oh, well, it's a national security issue, you know, it funds our military, yada, 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 and all this. That's just bull, okay? Our national security is threatened by our debt, our continued debt. And so why that's not even a consideration, I don't know. I don't know why that's not considered a national security issue. But it should be. It should be considered that. So going back to Erica Thomas and the conversation that was there on the legislation that she put forward, Carlson continued his, sort of his monologue before bringing her on, and he said, it's pretty straightforward. Quote, if the NRA wasn't so blindly committed to killing children, if they didn't enjoy murder for its own sake, we wouldn't have school shootings in the first place. It's that simple. Speakers at the march told us that repeatedly, and the media dutifully amplified that message. Now, when he brings on Ms. Thomas, of course, she's very nice, she's very polite, but she can't hold her position very long because Mr. Carlson begins to point to facts, actual numbers that we have regarding gun murders and violence that is committed with guns in the United States. And she can't, you know, she doesn't know where to go with that because now she's hit with a reality. Whether she knew it or not, she may have been ignorant of it. I don't know. I think a lot of these people probably are ignorant of it, and they don't know what to say. And rather than just say, you know, you're right, I was wrong about that, they have to save face, and they are so prideful that they will not repent. They won't do what is right there. He pointed out that during the assault weapons ban, remember that? There was no significant reduction of those who were killed with guns. And in fact, these AR-15s that they're talking about, I mean, it's such a small number that are even used every year. If there's a murder that's committed with an AR-15 or a similar kind of rifle, I mean, they're very, very small numbers. We're talking, if I remember correctly last time, we're talking well under like 25 or 50 that's committed with a rifle. I could be wrong on that. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure that that was the case. They're very small. Most of them are handguns, not with silencers either. People, they don't want to allow you to have silencers, but that goes on as well. But there's no significant reduction with an assault weapons ban. And so Ms. Thomas goes into a hysteria because, oh, I'm confronted with facts here. And he says, doesn't that give you pause, Ms. Thomas? I mean, when you consider the numbers here, here's what she said. No, it doesn't give me pause. When I think about in 2004, when Congress lifted that ban and mass shootings went up by over 200%, which she doesn't tell you where they took place at gun-free zones, the majority of them, well over 90% take place in gun-free zones. And she goes, so there are the numbers, as though she refuted what he was saying. We're talking about the numbers. Those are the numbers. Mass shootings went up. So, yeah, you might be right about numbers, but when we talk about numbers, it went up. Those are the numbers. Now, that is the absolute hypocrisy, the unwillingness to face the facts of what you're dealing with. She's promoting it as though the whole idea is to just get rid of guns and that'll solve the problem. When the reality is, flipping that on its head, turning it around, would do that, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment here. If you haven't got in, you want to chime in, 1-866-582-9933. And if you're looking for Bradley, he's not here today. I'm Tim Brown, editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. But he'll be back with you tomorrow. Now, we're talking about Erica Thomas. We're talking about this whole push to confiscate guns. Because that's really what it is. You said, but they're just writing laws about this. Yeah, but if you're found to be in violation of some of these goofy laws that they're wanting to have, they're going to come take away your property. One day you're not a criminal, the next day you are. So, you know, I don't understand what the deal is about what's happening there. So we've got to be able to deal with this in a way that is right. And as Bradley has said over and over, the issue is not that people can't think certain things, but the issue is that there is no gun debate. Not here in America. There really isn't. Because what you show yourself for is you show yourself to be anti-American. And so this is part of the problem that we have with what's going on. We have an issue where people like Erica Thomas, who've been given the duty and has taken an oath to uphold the Constitution and to uphold the law, and she's not doing it. She's putting forth legislation that would make you a criminal, you people down there in Georgia. It would make you a criminal. And would give her, the people of the state, the charge to go unlawfully, though it may be quote-unquote legal, to come take your property. Because one day, you're perfectly legal with your rifle, the next day, you're not. Kind of like what happened in Communist Connecticut a couple of years ago. Again, there's no debate over this. These are God-given rights. They're not permissions from the state. Even though the state has usurped that authority and acted like it is, they charge you for permits. Some states charge you for permits to get a gun and then impose some kind of, you know, time of waiting to get it. But again, I point you back, when she wants to talk about mass shootings, majority of those happen in gun-free zones. And the overall numbers of mass shootings are fairly small. I'm not making light of the fact that a number of people die, but they're fairly small. I mean, I wrote the other last month, over 300 people were killed in Russia in a school by jihadis in a mass shooting. Go down into Chile, first part of the 20th century, over 2,000 people were murdered by their own government. They were unarmed, and their government murdered them on school grounds as they protested. Yeah, see, people like David Hogg, people like Erica Thomas, do not know their history. And if they do, they're just out and outright lying to you, which we know Mr. Hogg has done. We've got some documented evidence that he has been not being truthful with the American people. And if you want to say, well, don't more guns equal more of these shootings and more violence? No, that's really the opposite effect. The U.S. is the heaviest armed population in the world. Over 100 million people out of our 360 million people are gun owners. We've got over 300 million guns in the hands of those gun owners. Trust me, if gun owners were the problem, you'd know it. You would know it. And yet, the U.S. doesn't even make the top 100 in the countries for murder rate. And the only reason we are even in that running is because of cities like Chicago or New York, who impose very strict gun control laws. And as a result of that, the majority of people who have guns are criminals. Okay? Majority of them are criminals. I don't want the only people with guns in America to be government people and criminals. In fact, when I came on the other week to talk with Bradley in discussing of the gun situation, one of the things I pointed out was the greatest fan of the AR-15 was the one who demonized it the most. That was Barack Hussein Obama Satori Sabarka. He armed agencies in the federal government that had never been armed with AR-15s before. Some of them had pistols, and some of them you kind of wonder, like, what are you people doing? Why do you need to be armed? Why do people at the Social Security Administration need to be armed, or the IRS for that matter? You say, well, they're endangering their life when they do this. And well, some of that, you know, I'm just going to tell you, I have a question about all of that, these alphabet agencies and things like that that are not part of our Constitution. And here we are arming them like an army. It's wrong. It really is wrong. Now, here's where Ms. Thomas gets called out. Because again, she says, her legislation says, seize, not confiscate. So, keep that in mind. She does not know the difference of what's going on. And so, when she has this, she says that she isn't talking about confiscating guns. Kind of like Chris Cuomo. Nobody's talking about confiscating guns or repealing the Second Amendment. Nobody's doing that. She's not talking about, quote, taking the guns from law-abiding citizens. I'm talking about a ban on assault rifles. Well, where do you think those rifles are at? She said, we are not trying to promote a militia. What war are we going at that we need assault rifles? Well, I ask you, ma'am, why aren't you promoting a militia? It's constitutional, right? A standing army was not what our founders wanted, even though it can be part of the Constitution. I mean, the Constitution does allow for that, an army. But a militia most definitely is. They are the ones who are to enforce the laws of our union, not the Justice Department, not the FBI, not the CIA, not the NSA, not the BLM, not the Department of Homeland Security, or any of the other alphabet agencies. The militia is to do that. They're to do that when called up in the service to do such by Congress under the leadership of the president. That's when he becomes commander-in-chief. Okay? And so, you know, Carlson read from the bill, quote, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation shall seize and take possession of any assault weapon, large capacity magazine, armor piercing bullet, or incendiary 50 caliber bullet. That sounds like theft to me, is what it sounds like. Confiscation and seizing are the same thing. And she just wants to make it, quote unquote, legal. But it's unlawful. It's legal, or they can make it legal, but it's unlawful. Instead of being honest, she attacks the Second Amendment, she attacks the militia, and by doing so, she's attacking the Constitution. Again, very few people are killed with AK-47s or AR-15s. I mean, they just, you know, if you're looking, if you wanted to really ban something and try to justify it, you'd pick something else, I would think. Cars. And we know how ridiculous that is, but it's just as ridiculous to look to ban guns. It's ridiculous, this whole idea. We could go down the road with this stuff. It's just as ridiculous as prohibition was to ban alcohol or to ban marijuana or any of this stuff. Because all you do is create a black market for it and make it 10 times as worse. And you create and fabricate crimes for which you're putting people in jail, which is an unjust punishment, instead of dealing with them lawfully the way God said that you deal with them. And in some of these cases, like what I'm mentioning, there is no punishment. And man just comes up with stuff, and he commits injustice rather than justice. This isn't even to get into the fact of who is behind funding all of this mess that we see now with March for Our Lives. But here's the thing. In 23, Bradley will be back with you, and I'm sure he's going to touch on this subject. You don't want to miss it. Join us then. It's been great having you. Kim Brown for the Sons of Liberty. 23, Bradley will be back with you. See ya.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.